To the Watermelon Seeds podcast. I am once again Joseph, if you forgot what my voice sounds like.
And I'm Ellie, and today we are joined by Mary Brown. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Joseph.
Mary is my new friend from grad school and crew. We both go to UW-Milwaukee. Mary is part-time staff with crew. She recently got back from living in Puerto Rico for a year. She went to undergrad in Milwaukee as well. She's studying clinical mental health psychology. What's it called?
Clinical counseling.
Clinical counseling. Yes, yes. And she is everything spunky and fun. She loves sports, Lecrae, all the cool things. And yeah, that is Mary. Welcome.
Thank you. That was a really good intro. I was like, wow, okay. Look at you.
Oh, you're welcome. That is funny. Oh, we also are pretty similar. Don't we have like the same Myers-Briggs? Aren't you an ENFJ?
Yeah, the protagonist.
Okay, yes, yes. So me and Mary, yeah, we click.
For sure.
I had the pleasure of meeting Mary very briefly at a Brewers game this weekend, but I'm excited to learn more about you and your story.
Yes.
Yep. Sounds good. Well, should we dive right in?
Yeah.
What's one thing you want the listeners to know before we get this podcast started?
Oh, yeah.
What's one thing about you?
We should know?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good question. I just don't know the answer to. I don't know. I love adventuring and trying new things, like whether it's new foods, going to new places, meeting new people. I just like love the newness of like life, and that the fact that there's like always so much to like meet, always so many people to meet, so many things to experience. And like there's just so many exciting things in the world and like so many beautiful views that like no matter like how many days you would live, you would always get to like there's always more new things to like see and find out.
True. I love that about you. That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's a great perspective.
Thank you.
What's one thing on your bucket list or like something that you haven't yet done that you want to do?
There's like a lot of places I want to see. Like I want to go to a lot of islands like the Azores in Portugal and like the Canary Islands. And then there's like lots of places I want to like I want to see the pyramids in Mexico and in Lima and like all those other places. So there's just like lots of cool like sites I want to see and just like new places I want to experience. I don't know.
There's some good ones. That sounds fun. Should we plan a trip? Should we go together?
Yes.
Take me with you.
Okay. You speak Spanish. Let's go to Peru.
Perfect.
Yay.
That'd be so fun.
Nice.
Very cool. Well, speaking of traveling, we know that you were in Puerto Rico for a year. And at that point, it's not even traveling. You were just living there. But what was that like? What was your favorite part of living in Puerto Rico, being on staff with crew there?
Ooh, okay. So there's, of course, like lots of good things. Like it's a tropical island. So it's, and it's just super beautiful. Like Puerto Rico has like literally so many like different like distinct areas. Like it has a rainforest, but it also has like the beaches and mountains. So I feel like every place you go to in Puerto Rico is so like distinct. Like there's a metro area, of course, like there's a very city-ish feel, there's a lot of really country places, like so it's just really cool because like everywhere you go is something new. But also like just the people in Puerto Rico are so sweet. It's a very warm community. So yeah, like when you meet new people, they're super sweet. Like we stayed there all year, including like Christmas and Thanksgiving, and like people invited us over to their houses for the holidays.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, and people are just so welcoming there. So it was amazing to like get to experience that because I feel like here we are welcoming, like we're Midwest nice, but I feel like it's super welcoming and genuine there. And people like, they'll just invite you so quick. Like they'll only have to meet you once or twice and they're like, oh, come to my house and do this with my family. It's like, wow, that was so sweet.
That's really
so that
cool.
Was really cool.
Have you been able to keep in contact with any people that you met there, like families? Okay.
That's sweet. So like I was in like a Bible study there, and just like I was in a couple like young adult groups, and just like the pastors at my churches and stuff, we kept in contact. So there were just like lots of really sweet people and like my teammates.
Yeah.
So that's been really cool. It was like kind of weird because it's like, wow, we saw each other like every day. So that's been weird, but it's like, yeah, at least thank goodness for like technology nowadays. So.
Totally. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, that's super cool. I've always thought in my head that Minnesota is the nicest place to, or like the nicest people, but it's cool to know that there's even nicer people out there somewhere. So.
I would say from what I know, like Midwest nice is like kind of surface level. Like, yes, and they're nice, but it's more like shallow versus like it sounds like the people that you like no one at the grocery store would just invite me to their house, you know, or like make like a deeper
Yeah.
connection. But it sounds like the people that you met were like seriously like generous and like loving and not just like surface level nice.
Yeah. It was really cool because like before we even got there, one of my teammates had been there before and he had like met the pastors of the church we ended up going to. But he like called in, he was like, "Hey, do you know any good place?" Like we didn't have a house when we moved there. He's like, "Do you know a good place that we could like stay for a couple weeks?" And they're like, "Oh, just stay at our house." Like we hadn't met them yet. It was like insane. So we stayed at their house for like 2 weeks before we moved
That's
in.
cool.
Like it's like
Aww.
that's crazy. And like people from church like gave us stuff for our house when we moved there. It was just like, yeah, it was like a really good community. Like churches were small, but like they were really generous and stuff.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah.
How has that experience changed or enhanced or modified your perspective on life?
Ooh. I think like I was saying, the pastors that took us in. But like seeing them anytime someone needed help, they would like go so far out of their way to like serve, as long as they had the capacity to do so. So I think that like has definitely like opened my heart a little more to being like, oh yeah, if I like have the capacity, like I want to do this for them too, because just because it's like inconvenient doesn't mean I shouldn't do it. You know, like she was willing to be inconvenienced if it was loving towards them. And I feel like that has made me want to be like that too. Like I think I'm very like happy being comfortable. So I feel like it has made me want to be more uncomfortable in the sense of like if I'm serving people well, like going out of my way to do so.
That's really cool.
Yeah, love it. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, of
Yeah.
course.
All right, so throwing it back to your childhood. You briefly told me that your parents were sort of pastors slash in ministry. What was that like for you as a kid?
Yeah, so my parents like met in seminary down in Texas. So I grew up like they're Baptist. We don't go to a Baptist church, but like I would still say basically Baptist. And so they have their pastoral degrees slash ministry degrees. So growing up, my dad was a pastor before I was born, and then like when I was a kid, he was like part-time. So I feel like to some extent I didn't have like the pastor's kid experience, but I had like the experience of having like being a pastor's kid a little bit, in the sense that it's like, oh, I was still expected, not expected to, but I expected myself to like look good and like be good all the time. And just like, yeah, represent our family well in church. Like the expectation is that like, you know, at church you're gonna act well and like be a good, like love other people well and be like nice to your siblings and be like a kind family, you know, like and like my parents like were super genuine about it. Like they genuinely are like that. But as a kid I was like, oh, I have to like pretend to be like that. You know, like as a kid you're not that good of a person to be honest. So it was like me pretending to be like them, but it's like so that was like kind of hard. There was a lot of good things with it too. It was like I grew up in the church. Like I have so many good memories of like being in church and being in youth group and just being surrounded by people who love Jesus. So like that's amazing. Yeah, so there's so many mixed things about it. It's like, yeah, the pressures you put on yourself, but there's so many good things. Like what a privilege to like know Jesus like your whole life. to like know who he is.
Totally. Yeah. Do you think, I'm curious because, like, how do you think, if you were a parent, how would you allow your kids to, like, still grow up knowing Jesus and, like, being in the church? But I know I'm kind of throwing you a hard question,
That's okay.
but not put pressure on them. Like, I don't know. Like, how do you think that would be like as a parent? If you know.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know if I know. Because I feel like my parents didn't really put pressure on me, but it's like
Yeah.
you still feel pressure. Like, I think there's just so much in society of like, or just like someone says something and you interpret it as something like,
For
oh.
sure.
Like, oh, when we're at church, you should be well behaved because, like, you're at church and you internalize that as, like, oh, I have to be, like, a better, like, I have to be a perfect version of me. It's like they didn't say
Yeah.
that, but you, in like, you think of it like that. So I don't really know if there is a good way. I think it's just,
Yeah.
that's what's
It's
hard, I feel
tricky.
like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents weren't pastors, but they like worked in for crew, and so like we were
Yeah.
always known as like my picture would be like on the wall of our church. It still is. Our family's picture's on the wall at our church. And it's just like people know that they work for crew. And I even remember like my dad used to say like you don't just represent yourself, you're not just Ellie, but you're Ellie Zimmerman. Like you represent our family, Zimmerman. And you're not just Ellie Zimmerman, but you represent Jesus. Like if you're choosing to be a Christian, like you're representing who he is. Like, and of course
Yeah.
those are good things. Like I think it's good that my parents said that. But as a kid, it's so easy to turn that into, okay, and if I don't represent it well, then like I'm
Yeah.
terrible. And like then you
Yes.
just create perfectionism and it's just like, ugh, I don't know. Good thing we're not parents.
Yeah, literally, I'm like, good
Not
thing.
yet. Yeah. Crazy. That's cool though. I'm glad that you were able to have good experiences from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder parenting is so hard.
No kidding. It's like,
Yeah.
how do you predict what your kid is gonna, how your kid will interpret it?
Exactly.
You
Yeah,
can't. Like,
totally.
good
Yeah.
luck.
Yeah, literally.
Yep. All right. I'm gonna ask the next question. So, talking about Jesus, when did you decide to follow Jesus, and how did you know that you wanted to make that personal decision?
Okay, great question. There's probably not one good answer, but I'll do my best. So growing up, I think I would say kind of always followed Jesus. Like I wouldn't say there was a time that I didn't necessarily follow Jesus, but I think it was definitely like I didn't fully understand because I think I kind of thought of it as like in the sense of like good works, like, oh, if I serve Jesus well and I love these people well, like I'm going to go to heaven. Or that means I love Jesus well, you know, like just because I
Yeah.
serve other people. So I think growing up, that's really what I thought. Like I loved serving people and I loved like doing stuff for the church, and serving in the church and spending time with people there. But I think it was very like some of it was to look good, and to like be the perfect kid. And some of it was like, oh, like this is what's expected. And I think like my heart wasn't always in it. Like I think there needed to be like a big heart change when I was a kid. 'Cause it was like, look how good I am. Like, you know. And I think that did change more and more as I grew up. But I think I definitely like, yeah, focused a little too much on the works and not as much on like the relationship side of it. So my answer when I decided to follow Jesus, I would say when I was like 16. This is what my parents said. I really wanted to go on a mission trip because I loved serving people. And my parents were like, oh, you can't go on a mission trip with our church because you don't part like you don't go to youth group or anything. I had like gone to like a Bible study and stuff, but I didn't like I wasn't involved in the youth group. I like sometimes helped out with like the little kids and stuff,
Yeah.
but I wasn't really like active in my church because we had switched churches when I was like 14, so like I hadn't really been active in my church, and this was when I was like 15-ish. So I was like, oh, I really want to go on this mission trip. So I started going to youth group again. And just like, yeah, started making like new, like recon like new connections with people like my age and just with the pastor.
Yeah.
And just with like lots of people. And like, yeah, I don't know. It was just like a really good series of like a few months where I was like understanding it more and more, I feel like. And then I went on the mission trip as well. And it was just, yeah, it was just so good to like serve people with like a genuine like heart for it. Like, it wasn't like me being like, oh, look how good I am. It was like genuinely like, wow, like these people need help, and like God like is there for them. Like, they we can bring God to them. Not that he's not around them, but it's like we can represent God for them, and like
Totally.
we can serve them well, like with good intentions. I think that was just like a really big change for me. And then I got baptized that winter. So I think there was just like a lots of random little things where I was like, wow, I actually want to follow God for the rest of my life. Not just like a superficial, like, yep, for now. So.
Yeah, I like that it wasn't just a moment, but it was a process and like a little, like a time period where God was working on your heart in specific ways.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think about people that like walked around with Jesus back in the old days when he was walking on earth. Like, I feel like I would be one of those people that like needs to like go on a few mile walks with him to like really know if I want to believe it, you know? And I feel like that was kind of like your journey, is like there was like a few different moments where you had to like learn what it meant to walk with him.
Yeah, for sure. And I think like there was so much like growing up in the church, I almost thought like, oh, you can't like ever doubt things. And then I just remember being on that mission trip, and there was this kid asking so many questions to our pastor. And I was like, he's just doubting everything. And then I was like, wait, some of these questions are actually like, wait, I want to know too. So I think it was really cool to just like see other people also kind of in the same boat as me. It was super cool.
That's a good point too. Like, you can't just do things on your own in a bubble. It helps to be like with other people who also have questions.
Yeah. Community,
Very
guys.
Cool. Yeah. Very true. What is something you are proud of in your life, Mary?
I was trying to find a Bible verse about not about how doubting makes your faith stronger, but I definitely agree. I wasn't quick enough. We're moving on to the next question, but I agree that like every Christian needs to like process through those questions, because if you don't, it's like very blind. Like, Jesus doesn't want us to blindly follow him, but he wants us to know him and like understand who he is and understand how we can be in relationship with him.
Yeah, for sure. I like that.
Anyway, sorry, that was buddy.
No, you're good. That was great, because I like it. Didn't really have an answer for the question yet. Anyway, I'm just like, what am I proud of? I think like, I think like growing. Ooh, okay. I'm gonna say growing and being more intentional with my listening, maybe. I think it's super, as an extrovert who loves to talk a lot, I think like I'm very good at like, I don't know, talking about myself, telling funny stories, listening to funny stories and stuff, but I'm not always like super, super good at the like listening to the deep heart things and the really hard things. I mean, it can be, but like I'm not always good at it. Like, sometimes I'm like, is this really that important? Whatever. But if it's like important to someone else, like, and I love them, like, I think I'm growing at it, not still not there, but like growing at like being able to listen well. And I think counseling, school for counseling is definitely going to help. So like,
yeah, for
be a
sure.
better listener. But I think it's like something I really want to work out with my friends, like friends and family too. Like, how do I listen to you well? And not in like a counseling way, but in like a, because I love you well. Like,
yeah.
So I think I'm proud that I'm growing in that. Definitely not there, but yeah.
Definitely. That's a good skill. And it is hard. Are you a 7 on the Enneagram?
No, I'm a 2.
What?
Ooh.
I'm a giver. Yeah.
Actually, you are a 2. I could do that. But
you are.
Ellie, you're normally not wrong with these things.
I haven't taken a long time though, so it could be different.
Maybe it's changed a bit, or maybe you just
maybe
like,
I'll take it later.
Maybe you're just, I don't know.
Wait, what's
but
a 7 again? I'm always so confused.
They're the enthusiast.
Oh yeah, I totally could be that.
And they like, but, love change and like fun and spontaneous and like it doesn't really matter whether or not you're 7, but one thing I'm noticing that you're saying is like what you were talking about earlier about like loving newness and adventure and like fun and all of that. That can be hard if that's your personality, to like sit in someone else's like hard, sulky. Like, some people are just more like sit in their feelings for a while, and it's kind of hard to like know how to be there for someone. So
yeah.
I think that's something I love, that that's something you're proud of, is the fact that that's something you're growing in.
Yeah.
It's really cool. That's very self, like, what's the word? Self-reflective? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think my sister's a seven. Is my sister a seven?
Probably.
Seven wing eight, I think.
Oh, yeah, she is. I think she is.
I don't know.
Good memory. Yeah, she for sure is. Cute.
Anywho, thanks for answering.
Yeah.
We're gonna take a pause right in the middle of this podcast. Are there normally I ask this at the end, but we're gonna ask it right now. Are there any questions you want to ask us?
Oh, no.
And if not, we can recircle at the end if you want some more time to think about it.
I'll think about it, maybe.
Sounds good.
All right, preview. Everyone stay listening if you want to hear what she ends up coming up with.
Yeah, it's gonna stay tuned until the end. If you could live anywhere, where would you live?
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay. That's so hard. I know, like, literally you sent me this question. I was like, there's so many places.
I know.
It's so hard because I want to be, like, strategic. Okay.
Strategic.
I almost want to... I want to be, and that sounds bad, but like how I said, I love traveling and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be strategic. Like, I want to live somewhere where, like, I would love living there genuinely, but I would also be able to, like, go other places.
Yeah, no, that's smart.
Like,
okay.
The States is great, but, like, traveling anywhere from the States is a nightmare. Like, have you
that's
looked up
so
plane
true.
Tickets to Europe? Expensive.
Mm-hmm. So bad.
So maybe, I feel like I can't give a, it's hard to give an answer based on not going to these places. But maybe I would go to Italy because, like, I probably wouldn't get tired of the food.
Oh, for sure not.
Like, it's beautiful. Very strategic. Like, you can travel to Africa and around Europe really easily.
Mm-hmm.
And to the Middle East and Asia. Like, it's not that far.
Yeah.
So probably Italy. Like, I think that would be solid.
And it's, like, a famous enough, it's a famous enough place that people would want to visit you.
Like, right, correct. Like, super easy to convince people to visit you in Italy.
Oh, for sure.
Like, yeah. So.
I'm booking a plane ticket right now.
Perfect. Probably a basic answer. Probably a lot of people say Italy, but I'll stick with it.
Someone I know is getting married in Italy.
Ooh.
No way.
If you need another plus one on top of Ellie, I will...
a plus two by chance.
Yeah. I wouldn't consider this person a best friend, so I'm not getting an invite, but
that would have been fun.
Yeah.
Expensive though.
So expensive.
Anywho. Let's see here.
Why'd you choose to grow to grad school?
That's never happened on a podcast before. Wow.
You being sarcastic?
We're nice
no,
with
never.
It.
We've never actually been so coordinated.
Nice.
Why are you here?
Oh, yes. Well, I studied psychology, so you can't really do anything with an undergrad degree, part one, is
part
one of the
one.
Reasons. But I meant to say reason one, but you know what? Whatever. but also just like...
I think you want to be back for part two of the podcast.
Ooh.
That's what I meant. Yeah, plug. But yeah, I think it was just like a mix of like I was very sure I wanted to do counseling because after I graduated and I took like a gap year, of course, so it's like I was like, okay, how committed am I really to this idea of like going back to school
mm-hmm.
and like studying for more years and doing more like unpaid training.
Yeah,
when I was just like even working with students, I was like, yeah, this is great. I love working with students and like mentoring
mm-hmm.
them. But I was like, I think my heart really is in the helping them grow aspect of it. And I knew like even if I want to continue working in ministry, which I'm not gonna like say it's out of the cards yet, like it's still in there as a potential future. But I think I can more effectively do that as well. Like having account, like doing counseling,
true.
And like
it won't hurt.
Yeah, like I think, like wallet wise, for sure hurts. But like training in future and like being able to serve people well, like I think it's like it's already so good. I'm only like a couple weeks, and I'm like, yes, I can see how this can help. Like,
Oh,
I can serve people
yay.
better with this.
That's cool.
So I think I just like, yeah, I think like I was just pulled back to it. And like, even in like January, I was like, okay, God, like, if you want me to stay in Puerto Rico another year or go somewhere else for another year, like, I'll give that to you. Like, I'll go again. Like, I'll reapply, like, or I'll not go back, like, whatever it is. And then just like, I was praying about it. And then by like, but the next week, I felt like a lot of peace about going back to grad school. So I was like, okay, if this is where God wants me
Good.
and it can like help me, I think, yeah. I think there was just like lots of like, it was just like felt right. Like it was so, it was like almost the easy choice because it was like so obvious that it was like what I should do after Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I'm glad. That's good.
Yeah.
Nice. I love it when decisions are clear, when God makes them clear. Why can't all decisions be that clear?
Yeah.
Literally. Literally, sometimes God's like, "You got this." I'm like, "No, I don't, God."
Yeah.
But he's got you, so it's
But
okay.
he's got it. I know. And then other days I'm like, "I got this." And God's like, "No, you don't go, girl." So I guess there's
Night
both
out,
sides.
girl. That's funny. True. How do you, from a grad student, fellow grad student, I'm actually asking because I need advice. And I'm just curious. How do you
So funny.
balance school, crew, friends, and free time?
Ooh, okay, so I don't,
Asking
well,
for a friend.
so I already don't. I literally turned in my first late assignment already today, and I was like, oh,
No.
oh
Sad
no.
day. That's okay.
So I like opened up my laptop. I was like, oh, I do have a missing assignment or two. It was just one, but
That's good.
I think like I feel like it's getting better as like the weeks go on. I mean, it's only been 2 weeks, two full weeks, right? This is our third week of classes. I think like some of it is just like me being like when I have spare time, like if I know I have a day that's free, like taking advantage of it. Like today I was like, okay, I'm not gonna see anyone till like 2 p.m. So before 2 p.m., I need to get this stuff done. You know, like I was like, so when I know that I have plans, I feel like I'm better at like managing my time almost
For
because it's like,
sure.
oh, I have to get it done before this. Am I managing it well? I don't know about that. I hope it's gonna get better because I'm already like swamped with readings. I'm sure you are too. Like grad school's crazy. I'm like, wait, why do we have this many readings in one
How are
class?
there so many books published in the world?
That's, I know, literally. I'm like,
We
we
should
should not have
delete
more than
some
one textbook.
of
Literally.
those. Yeah.
But yeah, I think like, of course, crew first week of school was insane. Like, you know, like we had an event every day, I think. And like, I skipped a couple of days, of course. But it's like, wow, like actually there's so much to do. But it's good. I think like, I can't imagine being an introvert working for crew. I'm not gonna lie. Can you
No.
imagine the welcome week events?
That'd
I
be
was
so
like,
draining.
I was like, oh
Yeah,
my
that's
God.
true.
But I think
Literally.
like, yeah, definitely just taking advantage of the time, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, like finding time to rest. Like if you're like, oh, I cannot do this,
For
saying no
sure.
to things. I think
That's
if I
good,
didn't
yeah.
start saying no to things, I would be like dying. Like,
Yeah. Yeah. I have a question for Joseph about this. What's it like? Because obviously in school, like me and Mary's schedule is very much like class for these 3 hours, but then like a break here and then like discipleship for 2 hours and like whatever, like kind of
yeah.
like breaks. What's it like having like a 40-hour a week like set schedule? Like, do you find it easier to manage time? Do you find it harder? Like, do you enjoy like your evenings or do you feel like what's it like? What's it like having a job? Tell us.
I would say my experience was a little unique to most college students. Most of my days were in college, especially the last year, were packed from like 7 a.m. to usually like 10 p.m.
True.
So I
Yikes.
was doing lots of stuff, and like it was all a lot of stuff that like really energized me, and like I enjoyed all of it. But I had very full days, so going into the working world, working 40 hours a week, it kind of feels like a little bit of a break. So it's been nice to have my nights and weekends where I don't have to think about anything. I can do whatever I
True.
want. So I've been able to like do more golfing, play my guitar more. I've been doing more learning outside of my job, and have been able to go visit places and spend time with family and call friends that are far away that I haven't been able to connect with for a while. So I would say that it's been easier in the sense of like I'm not super stressed out after work, but also I'd say it can also be harder because if I don't have a plan for the day, I can just waste like I can sit on the couch for an hour and not do something. So I would say for me, I just have to make sure that I know what I'm going to do after work. Otherwise, I'll probably waste it.
That's
So,
good advice, yeah.
yep. But during work, just work hard and get what you need to get done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you study in undergrad? I'm sorry, I don't know. It's
Finance
okay.
and actuerial science.
Oh right, you. I think
I'm a
you even
finance
told me that,
bro.
or Ellie did.
Oh
Oh
no.
no.
It's the finance, the flex, and the Wisconsin Badgers, like all together.
Finance is a force for good. That's what we like to say at my company.
Mary, tell us something fun that you love to do.
Oh, I love skating. I think skating's super fun, like on trails and stuff. Like especially in Green Bay, there's like the Fox River Trail. So I love skating down
Like
that.
roller skating or like skateboarding?
Yeah, like roller skating.
Oh, cool.
I love ice skating, but of course, like only really in winter.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Oh,
I
let's
love
go ice skating in
roller
this
skating, ice skating.
winter.
Yes, for sure. I know a couple of places in Milwaukee we can go. So
Yay. I've never
nice.
roller skated, so
Oh,
not
it's not too
sure.
hard. You just have to like, I don't know, push off.
Balance.
I don't know. Yeah. The balancing
Okay.
isn't even too hard once you like are going. It's just the
Okay.
stopping.
Oh, yikes. That's funny. That's
I
so
played
fun.
hockey, so I know all too well about skating.
Yeah.
It's
Like when you
very
hit those
fun.
walls. I love watching hockey, so that's super
Yeah.
fun. Yeah. Does
Nice. You
Milwaukee
should
does
come.
UWM have a hockey team?
Yeah, they play like out in Brookfield or something though. They play
Oh.
far, but it would be worth it because apparently they're really good.
Fun.
I've never seen them because I didn't have a car before here. So I was
Perfect.
like,
This
I'm
is the
not gonna.
year.
Yeah, this is the year we can go.
Nice. Okay, our last question for you today is, what is a goal you have in your life and how are you seeking to achieve it right now?
Want you to answer too, Ellie.
Oh, yay. Oh. Literally, you sent me all these questions. I'm still like, what is a goal in my
Well, we
life?
sent them to you like an hour ago, so I don't think you need to be hard on yourself.
I was like, I want to be spontaneous, so I'm not gonna like think about them. And I'm like, why'd I do that? Like, because I wanted to be genuine. I was like, oh, I want to be genuine, but
Love
I'm
it. We
like,
love off the cuff. We
yeah.
love. I appreciate that, Mary. This is good.
I'm genuinely always
I'll
confused.
think too. Let's think.
Goal.
Want me to go first? Since you
Yeah.
asked me to. Okay. A goal I've always had in my life is to like love people and be in a place where there's just like people all around me. And like specifically living in a city. Like I've just always wanted to live in a bigger city. So I'm doing that right now because I'm living in Milwaukee. And I guess in a way that I'm actively seeking that. I'm still like trying to figure it out, but using my free time, I think living alone can easily become like selfish of like, oh, like what can I do? Like, how can I just like have me time, like sit and watch like The Bachelorette and eat pizza, as opposed to like using my free time and my space to have people over or to invite people in or to like have more free time for discipleship or helping out fellow grad students or serving at church. So I think that's like what I'm still trying to figure out, but I'm doing the part of living in a city and I'm learning how to use my time to like love people in this area.
You
That's
go,
kind
girl.
of
Yes,
fun.
I love that.
Thanks.
You're doing it.
You are doing it. That's so hard though too, because it's like, how do you like, especially in a world where everyone's like, oh, make it more about you, but it's like, it's good to like take time and like self-care and all those other things. It's like, how do you do it to like build yourself up and not being selfish? That's hard, but that's awesome. I feel like one of my goals is to make people feel welcome. I'm like, I feel like there's so many goals, but like, I feel like make people feel welcome and like filled with joy, like more than they are. 'Cause I think there's just like so many, like, you can get so in your head about being in new places and meeting new people and just like where you're at in your life. And especially like, oh, we're not in the same space in life. Like, I feel like so much can feel competitive or just like not community. That didn't make sense. But like, not like you're working together in community or growing together in community. So like, I think one of my goals is to just like make people feel like more welcome in general. Yeah, and just like bring joy to their life. Like, if I'm in it, like, I hope it makes them feel more joyful, not less. Like, you know, like,
Yes, I think you definitely achieved that goal.
thank
You definitely bring joy. Like, your
you.
laugh is so contagious too.
Thank
Yeah,
you. Yeah.
definitely.
But yeah, just definitely being welcoming. Like, even not just like we talk about it in crew too, but like, just like genuinely in the day to day, like, oh, I'm gonna, like, and I know you, yeah, like, even the other day, I was like, I invited this girl to get coffee because she, and like, it was really fun. Yeah, it was just like so sweet. And it was like, oh, yeah, like, no one's invited me to get coffee yet, like, at the school. And it's like, that's so, like, it was just cool to, like, I mean,
Yeah,
not
to
to
be that
be.
person.
Yeah, but it was just cool to be like, oh yeah, like that's cool that we get to do this together. Like, because it's like, you don't think about like people don't invite each other for coffee necessarily always, but it's like
True.
why not? Like, why not get to know this person? Like, who knows if we'll stay friends, like, you know, in a year, but like, give it a shot.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
love that. That's really cool. So sweet, Mary.
Thanks.
And bringing it full circle, God gives you the capacity to build those relationships, as you mentioned in the beginning.
Yeah, he seriously does. And all
True.
the capacity for joy, it's like, oh.
Yeah, all the joy is from him. So then there's an unlimited supply, so it's easy to share
Exactly.
it.
Can just keep spreading it around, you know, you never run out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Ah, it's been so fun talking to you today.
Well, we have to circle back to it. Is there a question you'd
Oh,
like to
yeah.
ask
I have more
us?
questions. Ooh, I already asked what you studied. Ooh, I have a good one. What is your favorite thing about each other?
Aww.
That was so cheesy. I'm sorry, but I was like, what I thought.
Let's see.
I can't just pick one. There's too many.
Nope, too bad. You get to pick one thing you really like.
Okay, one thing we really like.
Affirmations, yay.
We love words of affirmation.
Yeah.
I would say I really like. Okay, I'm trying to think of something I haven't said recently because I think we've definitely answered this on the podcast before.
Oh no, you don't. Then
Probably.
I can find a new question.
Oh no, I'm answering. Oh, that's funny. I love that Joseph genuinely cares about people and has an interest in people's lives and like wants to know about them and asks good questions. And like you're just like a curious person, Joseph, just about life. You love to learn, but especially about people and me. You love to learn about me and just like people and things in our life. I think that's like such a good life skill and it takes you so far in
Yes.
relationships.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
And for you, Miss Ellie, I will try to say something that I don't think I've said before. But I really enjoy that you keep me moving, that you keep me active. You're not someone that just wants to like stay put for a day and watch a movie or play a board game, but like you want to go see the activities that a city has to offer, or you want to go try to meet people, and keep your feet moving. So I appreciate that.
That's a good one. I like
I
that.
love that about you.
Fun.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Fun. Good
Thanks for
question, Mary.
asking, Mary.
Of course, that's so fun.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
I don't think I have any crazy questions for you.
That was a great one. Loved
That was a
it.
great one.
All right. Well, we end each episode by praying for our guests. So, do you mind if we pray for you?
No, I love that. Thank you.
Yay. All right. I'll pray. All right, dear Lord, we just thank you for the way you've made each of us so unique. And thank you for Mary and her joy. Thank you that it does come from you. Thank you for being with her on that journey when she was a little kid, all the way up to when she turned 16 and was starting to ask questions, and up till now in her 20s as she's navigating life, grad school, friends, relationships, work, crew, everything. God, thank you for being with her. I pray that as she does this first year of grad school, that you'll give her strength emotionally, mentally, and physically to get through each long day and long class, very long class, every long reading, all of those things. God, help her to get through those and help her to keep on loving people with your love. Not just to make them feel good, but just that way they can actually be pointed towards you and someone who loves them so, so, so much more than we ever could. I pray that you'll help her in all the hard days that will come in. As she goes through grad school, I pray that you'll help her in all the good days too. We just thank you for this day and for Mary and for how you've made her. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks,
Yes.
you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for
Thank
being on.
you.
It's been a
Yes, it's
pleasure.
fun.
Yeah. All right.
All
Bye,
right. Bye,
everybody. Have a good
everybody.
week. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for next week's episode. Bye.